spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida man was arrested for a DUI after he was seen driving wildly on his lawnmower.
Driving, like, on the road or the interstate?
Yeah, he was actually driving on a public access road. Here's my thing.
Wow.
I do not condone drinking and driving, and I don't think you should be high and driving. You should be clear-headed as possible when you're driving your motor vehicle.
Well, you know, they say that if you're sick, if you have a cold, it's just as bad as driving, like, under the influence or something like that. Yeah. Like,
to be fair, I'm on a bunch of medicine right now.
Yeah.
Then maybe I shouldn't have drove to work today, then. Should I go home?
You should walk.
Yeah, right. I'll die before I get back to East Broad Ripple. But here's my thing. If you're just like driving your lawnmower on the sidewalk, which this guy was not doing, I think you should be given a break. Like, you're not going to hurt anybody on the sidewalk unless
you
run them
might.
Over.
Well, except
for all
what I'm
those
saying.
People walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, except for the pedestrians.
Or maybe if he keeps his blade on, as long as he stays on grass. If you're in contact with grass on a lawnmower, are you really doing anything illegal? Well, witnesses say the man was carrying a case of Budweiser, and it's funny to see the photo. It's a red lawnmower, and the Budweiser, it looks like he's got like a little NASCAR kind of. It like blends in perfectly with the Budweiser logo on there. He had a blood alcohol level more than 3 times the legal limit and was charged with drunk driving. Let's go to Atlanta with this one. A reporter from CBS affiliate in Atlanta was out last week looking for people to interview all about traffic at a certain intersection. Like maybe they do it here locally. Like, hey, what do you think about these you know, stupid art pieces that are $500,000
exactly.
in Carmel?
Well, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, so there's out there like trying to get some people to answer some questions. And this 24-year-old guy named Eric walked past and she asked him if he wanted to talk about it. He said, yeah, of course, that'd be great. So he gave an interview on camera. Here's what Ashley didn't know, though. Eric had just robbed a bank, and after the interview, he went and robbed another one.
Whoa! That is wild. Why would he give a TV interview after that? They're looking for him, obviously.
Attention seeker, of course, yeah.
Whoa.
Or maybe, because sometimes people play it like so it's so obvious that it's like, wait, if he robbed a bank, he wouldn't go do a TV interview. That doesn't make sense.
That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, the people like saw him on TV, the staff of the bank did. I'm like, hey, that's the guy. So they went to the news van and they told the cops. They reviewed the interviews that Ashley did. They spotted Eric in the footage and they tracked him down and they were eventually able to arrest him.
Did he give his real name for the interview?
I bet you he did, right?
What an idiot!
He had to have. Because
wow.
They always do stuff like that. Or you go fill out an application before you rob the place.
Right.
And your final Dummy of the Day story today, a 38-year-old guy named Chance, not the rapper, stole a 2017 Dodge Challenger from a rental car parking lot in Nashville at the airport. How do you do that? We went to return our rental car the other day.
Yeah, they're like heavily looked after or whatever.
Oh, but like the security guard at the gate or whatever?
Yeah.
But a lot of times though too, they'll have like, I'm always afraid of doing this because you see it in the movies. They have those like spike strips or things that, like if you go the wrong way.
Severe tire damage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, so how did he get out? Like somebody must not have been doing their job. So anyways, they did this back in July. He and his girlfriend, a 38-year-old woman named Christy, jumped in the car and took off. And because the Challenger is fast, they were able to get away from the cops who were chasing them. But that's right around that time. Christy said, you know what? I'm going to call 911 real quick. And she did that
about
from inside
what?
The car. She wanted to see if there was a reward for turning in her boyfriend who just stole the car.
What's worth more?
While he's sitting in the car with her?
Yes, like while they're getting away, the police are chasing her. The dispatcher told her that there wasn't any reward money, but she wouldn't give him up without it. So she's like, well, I'm not going to help you out then. And they ended up getting away. The cops investigated, they did some work, and they found Chance and arrested him on several charges this past August. Last week, they also arrested Christy for attempting to hinder arrest. There's no word if she and Chance are still together. I hope not. I hope he ditched her, though. What a snitch, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to rat you out. I got my man right here.
A snitch. Yeah, Christy.
I mean, would you do it, though? Like, let's say you had a man, but it was like, you could get like $2,000 if you turned him in. Would you do it?
Probably, would you
like a ride or die and not say anything?
It depends on the man, right?
Yeah. I might do it.
What about you, MYK? You got like a little hot-handed girl wants to steal stuff.
I got it.
Would you be quiet, though?
I mean, how much money is it? How much money are we talking?
I don't know. A couple grand?
A couple grand?
You can get a new girl.
I'll do anything for a couple grand. My uncle, did you see that I posted over the weekend that my aunt and uncle are selling their house in Avon?
Yeah, yeah. Well, are you going to try to get a cut of that?
Well, they said whoever sends us somebody or whoever like helps us sell it, they'll get 1%. And I looked it up, what 1% is of like how much. It's like, the house is like $199 or something. Uh-huh. So I looked it up and it was like almost $2,000. I was like, yep. So I've been like all over Twitter, Facebook trying to sell their house for them.
We are now all of us, the Joe and Alex Show, going to piggyback on this one. I just want like $200. What page is it on? Did you tweet it? Is it on your Facebook?
It's on my Facebook like page, Alex on Air, if you're looking to buy a house in Avon.
All right, cool. Now we each get $200 if this thing sells. So
yeah, we'll all split it.